Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, KCII News speaks with Senator Charles Grassley. This is part one of a two-part interview.
I want to ask you your thoughts on the budget that was unveiled and the idea to balance the budget within 15 years.
Well, I want to balance the budget, but you're not going to do that until we get a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced budget like Iowa has in its constitution. I have voted for it twice, but it never gets a two-thirds vote to get proposed to the states. So I think twice or three times we've already voted on it. I don't expect to vote near term here. So if you're asking me what I think about it, I can only give you the bottom lines. I was a little surprised at $4.8 trillion expenditure. If people generally ask me what I think of the president's budget, it's a good thing to have the president put his priorities out there, but they're only priorities. They're only figures that he puts out there. A president proposes, but only Congress disposes, and very seldom. Well, just the opposite. I was going to say very seldom do we go along with the president's budget. That's a true statement, but it's even more so. It's dramatically changed by the time Congress gets done with it.
And along the lines of budget, too, the jobs numbers and the percentage growth came out at 2.8%, I believe I heard, and then 225,000 jobs. What do you think about those numbers and what it says about the future for the economy?
I guess when you have 175,000 average over a long period of time, it's pretty robust for the president to feel that way. But I think he can feel that way, because before he took office, there was only projected that we'd increase 2 million jobs during this period of time, and the president's increased it by 7 million jobs. And we're increasing participation in the workforce from the low 60s%, I think, to like 61%, now up to 63.4%. More importantly, for the really people that are most productive, people that are from 20 to 34 years of age, the participation rate there is up to about 81%, where the best we've ever had in history is about 83%. And so I feel very positive about the president being able to reach those goals.
Aside from the economy, wanted to ask your thoughts on both the CDC and WHO's response to coronavirus and it here in the United States, their response domestically.
Well, I wish China would let our CDC in there. We could give them a lot of help. I'm glad that they're just now letting the WHO in. And I think in either case, CDC or WHO, they are doing the right thing by alerting the world and American citizens to the problem. They're taking steps to be preventive. That's absolutely necessary. And I think it shows how slow China was to even recognize the problems in their own country. And then it's even more shameful that a doctor that went on radio to say how bad it was, that he was arrested for that, later released, then he got the virus, and then he died. So it shows you that China, if they were a little more open society, they'd be helping themselves.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Senator Charles Grassley. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.